Nolte, Looks Like Mitch McConnell Wants to Lose Winnable NH Senate Seat. By John Nolte on October 25, 2022. Just a few days after U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, announced he would pull his Senate Leadership Fund PAC out of New Hampshire on the 25th, two polls showed the Republican candidate surging into what is now virtually a tied race. According to an Emerson poll released Monday, Republican U.S. Senate candidate General Don Bolduc has surged 5 points since last month and is now down only 3 points, 45-48%, to incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan. A second poll released by AmGreatness/Insider Advantage says we have a single-point race, with Hassan at 48% and Bolduc at 47%. That's two polls in a row showing Bolduc on the move. That's also two polls showing Hassan under 50%. Moreover, according to Real Clear Politics, pollsters historically underestimate GOP turnout in New Hampshire by 5.4 points. So if that ends up being the case this time, instead of Bolduc being down by an average of 3.6 points in the poll of polls, he's actually up 1.8 points. Either way, that seat looks winnable, and McConnell's fleeing? Why? Obviously, the super PAC ads combined with an overall national GOP surge helped Bolduc. Why pull the rug out from under him now? And it's not just McConnell fleeing. The general will now be all alone in the Granite State. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, has also reportedly removed its financial support from the state. McConnell's decision to remove financial support from General Bolduc comes as McConnell is spending about $9 million to defend pro-impeachment Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, from Trump-endorsed challenger Kelly Chibica, who is leading in the polls by a slim margin. Breitbart News reported Thursday 7 Alaska Republican committees have issued a public rebuke of McConnell's financial influence behind 21-year incumbent Murkowski. The useless and corrupt uni party strikes again. For his part, Bolduc says he's not worried. On Saturday, he spoke to Breitbart News's Matt Boyle and said, "The momentum is great right now. We were 15 points behind during the primary. We closed the gap to 753, and now we're in a tie." He explained that the momentum is going our way because we're campaigning the Granite State way. Five events a day is my average out there on the ground. Town halls, house parties, community events, you name it. Bolduc said he had no idea why McConnell had bailed on him. "I really don't know," he said. "They don't explain to me their business plan. They've got a whole country to manage. They're doing their things, and they're gonna make their business decisions. Why get the guy to a tied race and flee? Bolduc's been outspent by Hassan by $9 million. It almost feels like McConnell believes he made a mistake. Heck, we didn't expect the guy to win. We were just spending money in New Hampshire so it would look like we wanted him to win. Now that he might win, let's go to Alaska." Maybe McConnell is worried that if the Trump-backed Republican wins in Alaska, the Trump-backed Republican won't support McConnell as Senate Majority Leader. If that's the case, by abandoning Bolduc to save Murkowski, McConnell is putting himself above the good of the party. Gee, isn't that what he accuses Trump of doing? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.